It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Scholes with you once again here on WCDO. It's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Congratulations to the Norwich girls, a 58-46 victory over previously undefeated Newark Valley. Now it's time for the nightcap. The Norwich boys taking on Seton Catholic in the Section 4 Class B Championship game, and making this one ought to be an interesting battle.
Yeah, I mean, these two, they're division rivals now between Norwich and Oneana and Norwich Seton Catholic. It seems to be that this is kind of taken over as a rivalry game. Over the years, or over this season, they've met twice, once at Seton, once at Norwich. They've split the series. Seton came all the way with like a 20-point win the first time, but it was a one-point game at half. It was 17-16 at half in that game. And then Norwich, you know, kind of came down. Rumpel had an amazing first half against us in Norwich, and I'll give Seton credit, Seton Catholic's Brent Rumpel all the credit in the world. He's a phenomenal shooter, very, very consistent, doesn't miss very often. Came down, scored 28 points in the first half against Norwich, and then Norwich's defense, specifically Keegan Franklin, of who's a sophomore or a junior that just moved up this season, he shut him down and held him to 8 points. But then Marcus Dyes of Seton Catholic stepped up and came up huge for him, and it was a back-and-forth game until Norwich kind of took over in the end.
Well, where I'm certainly excited, everyone has talked about Brent Rumpel and how good he is. I've had several coaches up in our neck of the woods say, I made a special trip, I wanted to see him play. He's the best we have in the section right now. And when you get their book as a reporter, as we are, sometimes you look at the Seton book, you'll see Rumpel with 40, you'll see Dyes with 25, and then a couple of other threes and twos scattered in there. But it appears, from someone who hasn't seen them play yet this year, almost a two-man show at times.
It really is, and it was you would say it was a two-man show in the second game against Norwich this season. The first one was kind of it was more people needed to step up a little bit because Rumpel was kind of quiet in the first half. It was more that he took over in the second half against Norwich at Seton Catholic. But the second matchup that they had, which I was able to witness, and I'm telling you, Rumpel, he's a phenomenal player. And like you said, he is probably the best we have in the section. Just a flowing shooter all around. But in that second game, a total of three players for Seton Catholic scored. And it was Rumpel with 36, Dyes had 27 in that game, and then I believe it was Michael Buckle had a three-pointer. And it came at a crucial time, so I'm not going to discredit those 3 points for him. It was a back-and-forth moment in that game where he knocked down that three-pointer, but 3 points. It was the Dyes-Rumpel show in Norwich, and you know, I talked to Tom Collier after that one, and he knew that was going to be the case. And he knew that they were going to get their points, but it wasn't going to come down to anybody else really taking over that win for them. And that's what happened. Is Norwich played really good team ball in that one, balanced scoring throughout, and that overcame the two scorers for Seton Catholic.
And you'll know this better than anybody, but I think a lot of Norwich fans are still waiting for the night when their big three of Tommy Flanagan, of Carson Maynard, and JT Vinyl are all hitting and scoring on the same night. It seems like one will be, the other two might be cold, and that just seems to be the carousel. Could it be tonight would be the night? That would be huge for you Norwich fans.
It would be fantastic, especially this type of setting. You know, I know I have a feeling until he finds his rhythm, Tommy Flanagan might struggle a little bit in the setting because of the depth perception, which I remember when I played. That it was that way. It was literally your depth perception is off because of how far the seats are back away from the basket. That throws off any good shooter. But it would be great if they all came together. And I'm going to throw Jahlil Jones into that mix a little bit. Our big. I quote that. Put air quotes when I was pointing at Nate on that. He's not overly big, but he's our big guy in the middle. And when he stepped up, which he did in that exciting, crazy game, overtime winner to get to this game against the Wego on Tuesday night. Jahlil scored all 6 points in the overtime session and made the game-winning pass for that. So that was huge. And even if we get that kind of production from him, Norwich and the other three, obviously, it would be huge. It would be a big upset right now.
We'll talk more about that semifinal victory when we come back. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going through starting lineups. We'll get you those as well when we come back. Norwich and Seton Catholic in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship from the arena tonight. Stay tuned on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe, Megan Scholes with you. Megan's going to give you the Norwich starting lineup to start things off.
All right. Starting at point guard is number two, Carson Thornton, a junior. Carson Maynard starting at shooting guard, a senior for Norwich. Another senior, Thomas Flanagan, kind of starting that small forward position. JT Vinyl will be your force on the inside a little bit, and then Jahlil Jones, who are both seniors on this Norwich roster. So four out of five senior leadership have been here for some years.
On the other side for Seton Catholic, they will start with number 10, Red Gallagher, number 20, Michael Bucko, number 24, Brett Rumpel, number 32, Marcus Dyes, and number 42, Eli Worth. And Seton Catholic will win the opening tip. They'll be going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim going left to right. Norwich is in the purple with the black and white trim. Says Norwich in white lettering across the front of the chest. Norwich with a three from the left side, Seton with a three from the left side. No good. Norwich with a rebound, and we're underway. Maynard will get the rebound ahead for Thornton. Now to Jones. Jones skips it across the top of the defense and finds Flanagan on the left side. Flanagan will pull it out, and Norwich will look to slow things down here on their first possession of the evening. They go to Jones, right side. Jones to the interior here for JT Vinyl. Bounce pass, finds Thornton, pull-up jumper, short, rebound Vinyl. Now back to Carson Maynard on the right side of the floor with a fresh 35 to work with. Flanagan, baseline drive, dumps one off for Jones, up and under and in, and the opening bucket for Jones.
Great ball movement there on that possession for Norwich. It went from one side of the floor to the other side, back through the middle. It was great ball movement, and that needs to continue throughout the night.
Here is Rumpel, left side of the floor, splits through two defenders, a foul on the floor. And let's see who they get this on for Norwich. Looks like it will be on Vinyl. And that's one thing, Vinyl's got to try to stay out of foul trouble early in this game.
Yeah, he plays hard, but he does get called for quite a few fouls. Not anything against his play. It's just the way the refs call his game.
Seton will get it in. They go to Rumpel on the left side. Rumpel steps in for a long two, left it short. Rebound for Carson Maynard of Norwich. Maynard with a long home run pass ahead for Jones. Takes it to the rim and scores. And Norwich leads Seton Catholic 4-0 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Seton is the one seed, Norwich the two seed here in the boys B bracket. Rumpel tries to throw to the outside, tipped out of bounds, off the hands there of Red Gallagher. And we'll go back to Norwich. Good start for the Purple Tornado with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. They lead 4-0.
Can't let up and got to take care of the ball. You have to take care of the ball against this team. They will make you pay.
Norwich fans riding high after the girls defeated previously undefeated Newark Valley 58-46 in the game before this. Jones to the right low block. Turnaround shot here for Jones. Up and in. He's got six straight. Norwich leads 6-0.
And he's carrying over what he did the other night against Owego into this game. He is really showing what he needs to do on the inside and taking it to worth possession after possession.
They go to Dye's right side, wants to take it to the rim. Dye's shot is blocked from behind. Flanagan a rebound. Norwich back up the right side of the floor. Flanagan pulls it back out, finds Jones. Again, dishes one off here for Vinyl. Vinyl leans in. His shot off the glass is good. Vinyl with the bucket, and a timeout is taken by Seton. Norwich starts off with an 8-0 lead. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
What a start for the Norwich boys. Nate Lull and Megan Schultz with you on WCDO. Norwich jumps out to an 8-0 lead on Seton Catholic with 5:20 to go in the first quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Here is Rumpel at the top of the key, goes left side, dribbles between the legs, step back, wants to shoot, doesn't do it, dishes it off for Red Gallagher, takes it to the rim, shot won't go, gets his own rebound, puts it up, blocked by Jones, and here comes Norwich, back up the floor. Thornton finds Jones, left side, off of Dyes, and they're going to say it rolled off of Jones, and we'll go back to Seton Catholic here.
I don't think anybody expected this 8-0 start right now. Rumpel's been held to no shots except the one attempt, which he left short. Norwich defense playing a good job on him right now, but I'm going to say that's not even going to be the media curse. He'll catch fire here soon.
Yeah, with the way, I mean, he must see this game in and game out. You know he's going to get his points. Rumpel finds Dye to the right side. This is off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for Carson Maynard. Maynard across midcourt finds JT Vinyl, spin move, down low, Vinyl up and under, can't get that shot to go, rebound Seton Catholic. Rumpel to the far side, across midcourt. Rumpel in transition, stripped of the ball there by Carson Maynard. Maynard trying to go one-on-one, coast-to-coast, takes it to the rim and he's fouled, left-handed layup won't go, but Carson will head to the line. So 4:20 to go here, first quarter. Norwich boys out to a surprising 8-0 lead over top seed Seton Catholic.
They're really carrying the momentum over from Tuesday night. I mean, that one-point win is still showing the way that they finished off that game. It's continuing right now.
Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that at halftime as Maynard gets his first shot to go. I mean, everybody was saying one of the best games that Norwich has had on their home floor in many years.
Instant hardwood classic on the floor. I mean, if that was televised by ESPN, it'd be on ESPN U for the next 3 days.
Maynard goes 2 out of 2, and Norwich has jumped out to a 10-0 lead on Seton. Seton over the midcourt timeline with Rumpel. Rumpel comes off a screen, now to Jones. Rumpel splits two defenders, leaves it for Dye on the baseline right side. Dye gets into the paint, back over left side, a long three here for the Saints, won't go down. Shot was from Bucko, and Norwich with another rebound. They're doing a great job on the glass here. Maynard at half court, setting up the offense for Norwich with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Maynard splits two defenders, takes it to the rim, left-handed layup won't go. Rebound here for Seton. Rumpel sprints out of a cannon here, back up the floor, straight ahead. Rumpel into the paint, takes it to the rim, scores, but before it goes in, we will have a foul on the floor, I believe.
No, they're calling it as a continuation, I guess.
Wow, okay, so he will get that to go.
I thought it was on the floor. You thought it was on the floor.
I really did, because he went quite a ways after the contact. Definitely a foul, but
little NBA continuation, I guess we're going to call it tonight.
And Rumpel hits the foul shot, so he now has 3 points, making it 10-3. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. And Norwich comes across midcourt here with Carson Thornton. Thornton to the right side. Comes off a screen, dishes down low for Jones, and he'll hit the layup on that left wing low block. Jones with 8. And it's 12-3 with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Rumpel with a great move at the top of the key, takes it to the rim and scores. Boy, he made that look easy. Rumpel with 5. And it's 12-5. Norwich leading Seton with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. So Thornton across the midcourt timeline. Bounces one down low for JT Vinyl. He went sprawling out of bounds but couldn't save it, and it's going back to Seton. With 3:06 to go in the first quarter, good start for the Purple Tornado. And the Saints will walk it back up the floor. Over the midcourt timeline, they find Red Gallagher. Gallagher to Bucco, now to Dyes at the right side. Back into the hands of Rumple. Rumple, step back, left elbow, pull-up jumper, smooth. And he hits it, he's got seven. Making it 12-7, Norwich on top. As Rumple has all seven of Seton Catholic's points. 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Here is Carson Maynard on the right side. Maynard steps through, and a tough, off-balance, left-handed shot, and he counts it. Maynard with four. That makes it 14-7. Norwich boys on top of Seton with 2:20 to go, first quarter. Here is Rumple. Pump fakes, pull-up jumper. Got it again. Rumple with nine.
We've talked about how Eichler from Oneana has that smooth flow. That is Rumple. Rumple has that smooth, very smooth shot, very flowy, and you can never catch him off rhythm.
And with a hand in his face a lot of the time. I mean, he's getting bodied, getting everything thrown at him as well. It's impressive. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Norwich boys leading Seton 14-9. Maynard, left side of the floor. Maynard, little give and go, finds Jones. A reverse layup is good. A pretty play for the Purple Tornado. And Jones has 10. 16-9, Norwich boys on top of Seton with a 1:45 to go first quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Rumple, another pull-up jumper. This one's off the side of the rim, and Maynard skies for a rebound. And ahead now for Flanagan. Flanagan steps back into the left wing corner. Nice little crossover there. Dumps it off for Jones. Shot's not going to count here, it doesn't look like, and there'll be a foul on the play. Great setup there by Flanagan.
I don't know what to say. I mean, that was a great move by Tommy Flanagan. Not known for getting to the rhythm for Norwich. He's normally their more common three-point shooter, but he has done a great job getting to the rim so far this game, and it was a great little dish to Jahlil Jones, who was ready for it. Just happened to be fouled beforehand.
So Norwich will get the ball after that foul on the baseline, so they don't get the bucket. Here's Vinyl down low, finds Jones, and he makes it anyways, and Jones has 12. And Norwich leads 18-9.
Team basketball right now. They are finding Jones, who happens to be the open guy in the middle.
Rumple takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Another rebound for Jones. Back ahead for JT Vinyl now. Spins, Vinyl down low, tosses it up, won't go. Jones the rebound. His shot won't go. Vinyl another chance, follows it up and puts it in. And Norwich leads 20-9 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rumple across midcourt. We'll dish one for Dyes. Dyes to the far side. We'll get it back. Dyes left wing, takes it to the rim, and a foul on Norwich in the paint with 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. I think a lot of people in this building surprised as Norwich takes a 20-9 lead.
I am. I'm Norwich faithful kind of here, and I'm shocked that it's a 20-9 lead right now.
So this will send Dyes to the line, looking for his first points of the evening. As Dyes will settle in. 41 seconds to go, first quarter. Dyes' first shot from the line, too strong. The Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship, live from the arena. I'm Nate Lull, alongside Megan Scholl, Evening Sun Sports Editor from Norwich. Dyes' second shot is good. So now you have Rumple with 9 and Dyes with 1. And Seton Catholic has 10. So Norwich boys leading 20-10 over top seed Seton. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Maynard left side goes JT Vinyl. Vinyl now will throw one back up to Carson Maynard at the top of the key. It's knocked away. Ball into the media table going back to Norwich. And I thought we were going to have Maynard and Rumple in our laps here at midcourt.
I was ready to catch.
We've had two other times this year on one of our CDO broadcasts where someone cleared out the gear, everything, right off the table. One was Ryan Lansing from Cooperstown, pretty much Superman right into us trying to save the ball. I mean, I don't know how we stayed on the air. Knocked the equipment. We got bowled over in the chairs. Incredible.
Typical NBA type thing that you see there. College basketball where you just go flying through the stands.
If I had a cup of water, it would have just added to it. It would have gone everywhere. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Norwich with the ball. We're going to have a traveling violation on Torin Lawrence in the corner. So Seton's going to have a good look here at the last bucket of the quarter. It's Norwich leading 20-10. And so on the baseline, Seton Catholic with the ball. They're going to be going the full length of the floor here. Rumpel with 13 seconds to work with. He's in the backcourt. We'll look to walk it up. Torin Lawrence waiting for him on the arena logo at midcourt. 6 seconds left. Rumpel looks like he might want to shoot a three. No, steps in for a two at the foul line. Left it short, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Norwich boys lead Seton 20-10. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area.
Start of the second quarter at the arena in Binghamton. It is Norwich 20 and Seton 10. Norwich with the ball to start the second quarter. Nate Lull and Megan Scholes with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll be recognizing our special sponsors throughout tonight's broadcast as well as we did during the girls' game. Norwich pumps it to the inside. JT Vinyl, nice pump fake, up and in. It's all falling for Norwich right now. Vinyl's got six.
They're really attacking Worth in the middle there for Seton Catholic, and Coach Nicky over there, I just kind of saw his face a little bit after that one. And Jones and Vinyl are getting it done on the inside. And Norwich just continues to attack, attack, attack. And it's really working for him right now, where Seton's kind of settling for outside shots. And Norwich is coming away with the rebound.
Another miss there from the outside from Seton. That was a three ball there by Vince Sullivan. Norwich with the ball back up the floor. Turnaround shot is blocked. But Flanagan will get it back. Right side corner for three for Flanagan, and he's got it. Downtown for Tommy Flanagan.
And I was worried about how his shot would fall, and that looked pretty.
Here's Rumpel back the other way, tries to force it to the rim. It's no good. We'll have a foul, but Norwich is ahead 25-10 with 6:57 to go in the second quarter. And Rumpel back to the line. So you know Rumpel's going to get his, but can he dig them out of a 15-point hole? This is quite a lead that Norwich has built up in the early going. So, and the first shot for Rumpel is good.
The guy who's going to really dig them out of this hole is going to be Dyson. And when he comes alive, it's going to be a different ballgame. But as of right now, Norwich has done a very good job shutting him down and holding just Rumpel to his points, which is another key factor into why Norwich has got this 14-point lead.
Rumpel goes 1 out of 2 at the line. Rebound for Carson Maynard. Back across midcourt with 6:45 to go in the second. Norwich boys leading 25-11. Here is Torin Lawrence on the right side, and we'll have a double dribble and the ball going back to Seton. Yeah, it just seems like a matter of time here before Seton might go on a little bit of a run of their own.
Yeah, and it's going to be led by this gentleman that's standing right in front of us at the media table. It's going to be led by Marcus Dyes right now.
So Rumpel comes across the midcourt timeline, feeds one to Sullivan. As Seton goes left to right here, they're in the white with the green trim. Says Seton Catholic in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Norwich is in the purple with the white and the black trim. A steal now by Norwich, but it's taken right back here by Dyes. Dyes left side takes it to the rim, and that might spark him. Left-handed layup is good. That makes it Norwich 25, Seton 13. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Maynard across midcourt, directing traffic in front of the scorer's table, right in front of the Seton bench as he walks up now. Dishing one off now for Flanagan. Down low, finding JT Vinyl, and we'll have a timeout taken by Norwich. 6 minutes to go in the second. Norwich 25, Seton 13. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Norwich boys leading Seton Catholic 25-13. I think if you're a Norwich fan, you have to be thrilled with this start, but can you keep it going? An inbounds pass, finding JT Vinyl. Can't get the left-handed layup to go. It was partially blocked by Dyes. Here comes Rumpel. A lot of speed in the open court. Left-handed layup is good, and Rumpel has 12. And now back up the floor for Flanagan. Flanagan lost control of it. We'll dish it back up to Maynard. Maynard down low, and the shot here is blocked as he found Keegan Franklin, and Franklin will be going to the line here, seeing some minutes off the bench in the first half.
Franklin was that lengthy defender that helped Norwich in that game against Seton at home. He is a very strong defensive player with his long arms, his long legs, and he's somewhat of a skinny guy, so he can step through those picks and really fight hard. And but he's young. So he can do what he needs to do on defense, but he really needs to bring his game on this offense.
First shot, no good from the line. Second shot coming. Settles in and puts this one in and out. Vinyl with a one-handed rebound. Lost control of it, though. And now Seton will bring it back up the floor with Rumpel. Rumpel to the right side. Gets into the paint. Floater in the lane is good. Boy, he makes that look easy. He's got 14, and you can see what the hype is about. It's Norwich 25, Seton 17, with 5:20 to go in the second. Maynard across the midcourt timeline. Norwich trying to protect this cushion. Maynard will go to Flanagan. Flanagan steps back deep three, left it short. It's an air ball, hit the side of the net, and Dyes was there for a rebound. Dyes in transition, trying to take it to the rim. Oh, can't get it to go, but he's fouled and will be going to the line.
Yeah, both Dyes and Rumpel can really get out there real quick for Seton Catholic, get down the floor, and both of them use their speed right there in that one for sure.
And you said it, when Dyes comes alive, the Seton team will be different. Now, he's only got 3 points, but he's seeming to start to heat up a little bit here. Dyes' first shot from the line is good. Seton trying to crawl their way back into this game. Biggest lead for Norwich was 25-10, I believe, and now it's 25-18. And so Dyes back to the line with 5:04 to go, second quarter. Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship game. Dyes goes 1 out of 2. Rebound for Jones of Norwich. In the backcourt for Carson Maynard. Now we'll leave it for Carson Thornton. Thornton across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Directing the traffic. Norwich could use a bucket on this possession. Thornton down low. Layup is good for Carson Thornton. And Norwich makes it 27-18. The lane just cleared out, and he made it in and got the left-handed layup. Now here is Rumpel on the left side. Shovels one over to the far side for the Seton Catholic Saints. Back up to Rumpel. Steps in for a deep three. Left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. Norwich a rebound. Ahead for Flanagan. Flanagan in the paint. Tries to finger roll it. Won't go. Rebound is loose. And Seton Catholic will come away with it. Ahead for Dyes. Dyes dribbles behind the back. Goes to the left side. Gets it back. And now we'll pump the brakes and set up the offense. Sends it to Rumpel in the interior. And we'll have a charge. Vinyl did a good job there, planted his feet, and took a big-time shoulder there from Rumpel. 4:10 to go in the second. Norwich leads 27-18. And that's the first on Rumpel. We'll try to keep an eye on that. Team foul situation. Norwich with 5, Seton with 4 here in the opening half. Carson Thornton in the backcourt. The junior guard will come across the midcourt timeline. Thornton bounces one into the corner now for Jones. Jones baseline, little finger roll, won't go. Rebound loose. Vinyl dives head first, trying to grab that ball. Somehow comes out of it, throws it into the backcourt. It was tipped. No, they'll say it's a over and back. Tom Collier saying, come on, give me that one. He's not going to get it. And so Seton will get the ball back with 3:48 to go, second quarter. Norwich boys leading 27-18. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Fun game to call so far, and if you're a Norwich fan, it's been a good evening as the girls win their second straight Section 4 Class B championship with a 58-46 victory over previously undefeated Newark Valley. Seton with the basketball, going left to right. They try to go to Rumpel, tipped out of bounds. Will stay with SC. And so the Saints will be doing the inbounding duties in front of the Norwich bench, and they'll go right to Rumpel again. Rumpel has 14 for Seton.
And Dyes has the other four.
So it is that 1-2 punch that we have seen time in and time out in the scorebooks this year. Dyes into the corner for Bucko. Pull up three, and he hit it. Michael Bucko from downtown makes it 27-21 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter.
That was a big three by Bucko in the corner with a hand in his face. He ended up getting knocked down on the play. No call there, but Bucko did a good job, and that's that crucial three that I talked about earlier. He hit another one right there.
Thornton tries to go to the inside for Jones. Jones, little up and under, gets it to go. Boy, Jones with 14. He's had a heck of a first half. Makes it 29-21. Norwich on top. Here's Rumpel into the paint. Pull-up jumper. Gets it to fall, and he's fouled. Rumpel now with 16, and he can almost score at will. Unbelievable. Cuts it to a six-point game at 29-23 with 2:55 to go in the second quarter. So Rumpel will head to the line. And now Shane Lawrence will come in. JT Vinyl to the bench. Team foul situation, six for Norwich and four for Seton. Rumpel's shot at the line is good, and he has 17. And, I mean, that's with Norwich straights all over him. Incredible. In the backcourt, here is Thornton across the midcourt timeline in the arena logo as Norwich goes right to left on your radio dial. Thornton looks over to Tom Collier, directing traffic, setting up the offense. 2:35 to go before the halftime break. Thornton comes off a screen. He's at the right elbow. Over to Lawrence. Now back up the top to Carson Maynard. Lost control of it. Lawrence goes flying into Dye. His body's flying at midcourt. We'll have a foul there on Lawrence.
A hustling foul there that I'm not surprised Lawrence took up. He's definitely, if you were to look at him as a hockey player, he's the enforcer out on the court.
When we did the Norwich and Green boys game earlier this year, my color guy that night nicknamed him the bowling ball.
Yes. So yep.
And we told that to Coach Collier, and he agreed. So
yep.
That's just the effort that he brings, though.
He does, and it's the spark off the bench that you need. You know, the next time Dyes may not take that one if Lawrence is nearby. But he's a great football player. He's definitely a football player and a basketball player. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
We
football
gotcha.
Player and a basketball body.
Dyes at the line. First shot is good. He has five. And a timeout's going to be taken with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Norwich 29, Seton 25. We'll step away and be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2.5 to go in the second quarter. It's the Norwich boys leading Seton 29-25. And out of the timeout, Marcus Dyes will be going back to the foul line for his second shot. Want to recognize some of our special sponsors as we did during the girls' game as well, including McNeil Jewelers of Norwich and Oliver's Campers of Norwich. Dyes' second shot no good. Jones with a rebound. We also have Nelson and Flanagan Attorneys at Law on South Broad Street in Norwich, saying good luck to Tommy Flanagan and the Purple Tornado here tonight against Seton. Flanagan right side will leave it for Maynard. Maynard now to JT Vinyl, top of the key. Maynard with a spin move, pull up. No, dumps it down low for Jones, and he's fouled as Norwich goes right to left. That was at the right low block. With 2:10 to go in the second, Norwich leads 29-25, and Jones to the line. He's having a heck of a first half. the senior 6'1" forward, now with 14 points, looking to add to it here.
But this is where the rest of the guys need to start coming alive a little bit. Maybe not so much right now, but more in the next half. We need the Maynard and the Flanagan and those kind of guys to start knocking down some shots. And, you know, of course, J.C. Vinyl's got to be careful with his foul trouble right now, and that looks to be like what they're doing is going offense-defense with him as Tom Collier is.
Second shot for Jones. No good. He goes 0-for-2. Ball out of bounds, but it was last touched by Seton, so Norwich is going to hang on to it. Logan Ford will also check in. Jones is going to go to the bench here for a quick breather. 2:09 to go in the second. Section 4, Class B Boys Basketball Championship game. Norwich will get it in. Turnaround shot is up and good for Logan Ford. And it's 31-25 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Rumpel to the left side will leave it off. Another three ball here for Seton. We're going to have a foul on Norwich. Shot was an air ball, and again, that was Bucko in the corner. This time when he gets hit, they whistle him for the foul. Yeah, that's a tough call. It's on the far side of the court. We didn't have a great angle on it, but, you know, this is going to send Seton to the line for three here.
Yeah, and I don't know if I saw a foul. I saw more of a flop there a little bit. But, hey, if that's going to get you the calls, by all means, do it. LeBron James is great at it.
1:55 to go in the second, and Norwich leads 31-25. Second shot for Bucko, in and out. So nothing on this trip to the line yet. Here for Seton.
What's the famous thing they say? Ball doesn't lie.
Ball doesn't lie. Not the last time that'll be used here on CDO. I'm sure as they go 0-for-3. It has been brought out from time to time. Norwich with the ball. Here is Torin Lawrence. Leaves it for Tommy Flanagan. Flanagan back to Lawrence. We'll dish one to Carson Maynard. With 1:40 to go here, second quarter. Here is JT Vinyl trying to go to Carson Maynard at the high post. He wasn't expecting it. Rumpel with the steal. Rumpel in transition. It gets to the hoop, can't get the shot to go. And Vinyl rips away a rebound. Vinyl looking to bring it back up the floor. Rumpel is down on the other side of the floor. Vinyl gets tripped up, ball out of bounds. We'll hope that Rumpel is okay here. Might have hit his head when he came down looking for that rebound.
Not
we'll
sure
see.
If he hit his head or got poked in the eye or what it was, but he's definitely grabbing his eye right now.
1:20 to go in the second quarter. Norwich leads 31-25. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:20 to go in the second quarter. Norwich 31, Seton 25. And this will be Norwich basketball. It does look like Rumpel got poked in the eye. He's over on the bench, appears to be okay. He's getting looked at by the trainers. In the meantime, Norwich will get it in. They go to Jones to the top of the key. Jones steps through a double team. We're going to have a traveling violation on Jones. Well, again, 1:17 to go. Rumpel's coming right back in, so he looks to be okay. Norwich leading 31-25. And so Seton, despite being down by 15 at one point, has crawled back into this game. They trail by 6. Rumpel, right side of the floor, will go to Dyes on the left. Dyes back up to the top of the arc. And now a foul here on Norwich on Shane Lawrence. Lawrence just doing anything he can to body Dyes up here with 1:04 to go here in second quarter. And so Lawrence will go to the bench. Looks like Ford as well, so Jones and Vinyl will come back in.
Offense, defense, and they're using it in the right strategy right now. They're actually getting their guys off the floor.
Dyes will settle back in here at the line. His first shot is up and good. Second one coming. Got to give some kudos here to Seton. Would have been easy to maybe fold up the tent early, but they have fought their way back.
Yes, guys came alive a little bit. He's gone to the free throw line quite a few times right now, and he's starting to sink those. But Rumpel's really taking over for them big time.
Rumpel with 17, Dyes with 7 for Seton. 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Norwich hanging on to a 31-27 lead in the sectional championship here for Class B. Step back three for Carson Thornton is short. Not enough butter on it, and back up the floor here for Seton. And this one tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Saints. Last touch by Norwich with 44 seconds to go before the half. And so Seton will look to get it in. Good to see that Rumpel's okay.
Yeah, I think he might have just got knocked with the ball in the face. You know, that always makes my eyes water. I'm sure it made his too.
Rumpel here will go to Dyes on the left side. They'll look to get it back to him, and they do at the top of the key. Rumpel wants to take his man off the dribble, pulls up at the foul line. Shot was to the left and off the mark. Rebound for Logan Ford, and an outlet pass to Carson Maynard. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. They can play for the last shot if they want. Here's Maynard, left side, tries to force it up. Rumpel with a block. Rumpel looking to take off in transition. Left side finds Dyes on the right low block, puts it up. He's fouled, counted, and he's going to the line. And Dyes has 9, and Seton is right back in this game.
Yeah, beautiful play there by Rumpel. He took it the length of the court, drew the defenders, and then found Dyes underneath. Great play there for Seton between their two-man game right there.
And so Dyes will step in. And amazing to think that at one point it was Norwich 25, Seton 10. But this is the one seed, Seton Catholic, finding a way to get back in here in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship. Dyes. His shot at the line is good, and he has 10. And it's 31-30. Maynard across midcourt. We'll go back to Vinyl. Vinyl left side, stops into the paint, leans in, and can't get it to go. Left it a little short, but is fouled and will go to the line. Seton not pleased with that call. So stepping back in will be JT Vinyl. So it's Jones with 14, Vinyl with 6, and Maynard with 4 to lead Norwich so far. Vinyl's first shot from the line, straight on, no good. Jones to the bench. Logan Ford back in. The offense-defense game continues with 6 seconds left here before the halftime break. And again, Norwich leading by a point, 31-30. Vinyl at the line, trying to pump this back up to a two-point game, and he gets it. So Vinyl now with 7. 6 seconds left, 32-30 the score. Norwich leading by 2. And this will be Seton. Here is Rumpel across midcourt. Rumpel gets into the paint, leaves it for Dyes. A 3 at the buzzer is good for Marcus Dyes, giving Seton a 33-32 lead here as we hit the half. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Seton Catholic on top of Norwich, 33-32. Should be a great second half coming up on WCDO. And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score here in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship, Seton Catholic leading Norwich 33-32. Again, if you were listening earlier, the Norwich girls brought home their second straight Section 4 Class B Championship with a 58-46 victory over previously undefeated Newark Valley. I just had a chance at halftime to look at that score sheet a little more. Norwich forced Newark Valley in the girls' game to 47 turnovers. I mean, that Norwich press was just absolutely relentless. And it was really, really impressive for what the Norwich girls have had to figure out this year, losing Haley Eaton early in the season. She is a Lemoyne commit, Division II. They find a way to get back here and make school history with winning their second straight Section 4 Class B title. A great game here between the Seton boys and the Norwich boys. Our scoring at halftime includes, for Seton, 17 points for Brett Rumpel. He is as advertised, folks. My first time seeing him in person. I kept hearing about him throughout the season. I said, I got to make sure I get down here and watch him, and he's absolutely incredible. 13 points for Marcus Dyes. and 3 for Michael Bucco. I was also told during the break that Marcus Dyes Sr. was a football and basketball star for Harpersville back in the mid to late 1990s. So we can always thank Greg Davey for that information. It's about once a game I get a text that says the great-great-grandfather of somebody played for for somebody back in the day. So Greg's incredible with that information. I always really appreciate it. 33-32 the score here at the half. Here's our scoring summary for Norwich. 14 points for Jahlil Jones, including 12 in the first quarter. He was sensational on the inside. JT Vinyl with 7. 4 for Carson Maynard. 3 for Tommy Flanagan. 2 apiece for Logan Ford and for Carson Thornton. And again, want to thank all our special sponsors here tonight, including Autumn Meadows Restaurant and Event Center of McDonough, Oliver's Campers of Norwich, Norwich Implement as well. They're having John Deere and Kubota sales going on right now. John Bertzel and the staff at Shenango Vision Center of Norwich, AJF Accounting and Tax Service of Norwich, as well as Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Cars and Credit LLC of Norwich, of course, Minty's Candies and Treats on South Broad Street in Norwich, and Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin. We'll take a break. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Seton Boys lead by a point, 33-32 over Norwich at the break. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
At SFCU, we support and encourage each other to succeed.
SFCDO.
So welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Megan Schulz with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, Seton Catholic boys have roared back to take a 33-32 edge over Norwich at the break. Brett Rumpel with 17 points for Seton Catholic. Marcus Dyes with 13. Jahlil Jones with 14 for Norwich. And JT Vinyl with 7. Those are your leading scores. Megan, actually, of course, is the Evening Sun sports editor. Went to take care of a couple of interviews during halftime for the paper. She's on her way back and will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. She was talking to Abby Flynn and Sid Coggins from the girls game, as the Norwich girls won back-to-back 58-46 over Newark Valley. And Megan, we welcome you back in. I said you were off doing some of your other media duties.
Yeah, I was interviewing Coach Bennett after that win and talking to Abby Flynn and Sid Coggins, and great interviews, great kids, great people, and kind of proud to be a part of the Norwich program further down the road, and then have the job that I do that I get to talk to them afterwards.
Rumpel just lost that ball out of bounds, very uncharacteristic of him, so Norwich will get it back. Norwich now going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the purple with the black and the white trim. Seton is in the white with the green trim here as we start the third quarter in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship game. Jones to the hoop. A reverse layup is no good, but he is fouled and will head to the line. Norwich trailing by a point, 33-32. Another stat I brought up during halftime, Megan, as we were looking at the stats, is that the Norwich girls turned over Newark Valley 47 times today. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, I was just actually talking about that with Coach Bennett a little bit, and, 47 times, but I think there was a total of 70 between the two teams.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't looked at the other side.
Yeah,
yet, so.
But, you know, it was close to 70 at least, I know. But Norwich, Norwich took care of the ball a little bit more, and that's what came down to the stretch right there.
Jones goes 1 out of 2, so Norwich ties it up at 33 apiece, but Rumpel says not so fast, puts it up and in, and we'll have a layup from the right wing side. And Rumpel's getting a warning here. JT Vinyl comes into it as well. After Rumpel hit that shot, he flexed a little bit. As you'll see a lot of players do now, they do all the fun antics as they're running back up the court. But this official getting through there, talking to Rumpel and JT Vinyl, telling them to maybe knock it off, maybe a little jostling down low, or maybe some trash talking. You never know.
Well, and JT just took it with a grain of salt, and Rumpel was the one that was kind of arguing it so after the play. So I don't know if that's going to play into the way.
Yeah, we'll see.
It goes here for the game.
Seton 35, Norwich 33, and Norwich answers on a deep three there from Carson Thornton. And Norwich retakes the lead 36-35 with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rumpel, right side of the floor, top of the key, will go back to Red Gallagher, left side. Back to Rumpel, breaks his man off the dribble. Outside for Bucco, left side three, off the back of the tin, rebound for Dyes. Dyes, spin move, puts it up, and he's fouled by Jahlil Jones with 6:50 to go in the third. Norwich leading by a point, 36-35.
Yeah, that was a foul. I don't know why he's not arguing it, or why he's trying to argue it. It was a clear foul. I mean, he disrupted Dye's shot there.
So Dyes will settle in here at the line. And again, Dyes with 13. He was off to a slow start, but has really picked it up since. Dyes gets his first shot to go, and he's made a living at the line here. Second shot coming here for Dyes. Again, 6:50 to go in the third. We're tied up at 36 apiece at the arena in Binghamton. Second shot for Dyes is good. He has 15, and Seton goes back ahead, 37-36. And here is Carson Maynard across the midcourt timeline. Goes to Carson Thornton. Thornton, who hit a three on the last possession, gets it out to Maynard. For three, hit the side of the rim, no good. Maynard is tripped up. It's going to be a foul on Rumpel in the corner.
Is that three on Rumpel now?
It's either two or three. Let's see what they say. That's his second. So Rumpel now with two.
Still plays a little bit of a factor in there.
Norwich with the ball again going left to right. They trail by a point, 37-36. 6.5 to go in the third. Flanagan left side into the left wing corner. Gets tied up and a steal by Seton. Ball is loose though. JT Vinyl gets it, throws it off of Marcus Dyes and out of bounds.
Side. He almost took out. That's a lot harder to take out than our tables over here.
He went flying into the scorer's table.
he knew he was one of them out.
He knew he wasn't going to stop though.
No.
Maynard will throw it into the backcourt here to Carson Thornton. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Good job by JT Vinyl to keep this possession alive for Norwich. To the high post now for Jones. Jones pump fakes, tries to take it to the rim. He's blocked by Rumpel, out of bounds. And looks like it's going to stay with Norwich. Two officials are going to get together, though. They'll talk it over. Going back to Seton. 6:05 to go here in the third.
He had a better look of it. I agree with that call. It was definitely out of bounds on Norwich.
So Seton will get it into Rumpel, who has a game-high 19. Seton leading by a point. Third time these two teams have met this season. They've split in the regular season. Left side for Bucko. Tries a three. It's an air ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to NHS.
Going back to what you just said, how they split. I forgot to mention that the time that they played in Norwich, Coach Sinicki was not the head coach. He was ill. And the assistant coach took over, and that does play a factor into it. When you're a head coach that you've been trusting for a long time and very strategy-oriented, and Snicky's a great basketball coach for Seton. He's done very well with the program. That plays a factor.
A double steal. Seton had it. Norwich got it back. Carson Maynard pulls up. It's an air ball out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Norwich. Carson Thornton came flying in and then threw it off of the leg of Eli Wirth, and it'll stay with the Purple Tornado. What a series there.
Two great hustle plays there by Norwich athletes.
And Maynard finds Jones for the little tip drill. Puts it up and in. Jones has 17 for the Purple Tornado. And Norwich leads 38-37. Back down the floor. Pull-up jumper here for Rumpel. Left it short. Rebound for Maynard. Norwich is looking to run. Left wing side in front of the Norwich bench. Carson Thornton to the rim. Left-handed layup won't go. Dyes with a rebound. And Seton going right to left will bring it back up the middle of the court. Dyes lost it, but is able to grab back onto it. Goes to Red Gallagher, far side. Gallagher into the safe hands of Rumpel. Rumpel with 19 and looking for more. Stutter steps, spin move at the foul line, steps in, dishes one out for Dyes. Left side three, off the side of the rim. Ball loose on the rebound. Maynard saves it into the hands of Jones and back to Maynard as he steps back in.
Norwich is hustling for every single loose ball right now, and that's going to be playing a difference. And that's why they had the one-point lead at the moment.
Norwich leads 38-37, 4.5 to go in the third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. The Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship. Top of the key for Flanagan, who only has 3 points. They'll need more from him. Vinyl down low. Dishes it on the back door to Jones and can't get the reverse layup to go. Gets his own rebound. Now to Vinyl, tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Norwich. I don't mean that on Flanagan in a bad way. You hope to see him heat up if you're a Purple Tornado fan.
Absolutely. And that shot by Jalil, I've never seen a ball hang on the rim that long.
It was.
And just, not drop the way somebody wants it to.
It was just hanging up there. Maynard's going to throw this one into the backcourt. Carson Thornton will scoop it up and set up the offense here as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. He's back to midcourt now. Thornton will go to Maynard, right side. Back to Thornton. Looking for the give and go. Maynard will sweep through. Thornton, nice backdoor pass here for Jones. Can't get the shot to go. And he's going to go to the line. He's looking up at the rim like, hey, man, cut me a break here. That was funny. Jones will head to the line, but 17. And you said he had a great semifinal against Owego and has just really lit up lately.
Yeah, he was very quiet in the first couple of, in the first, I would say, three quarters. He came alive a little bit with his hustle play in the fourth against Owego. And then in overtime, he went off. First 6 points, and then he fed the ball to Logan Ford for that winner, that game-winning layup, which was a beautiful play, and everybody's yelling at him, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it, as there's only 3 seconds left. And he finds the open person, and he's coming into his role a little later than Norwich would have liked, but he's coming into his role at the right time.
Jones goes 2 out of 2. Back the other way for Rumpel. Off the glass, count it, and he's fouled. So Rumpel now with 21. That brings our score to Norwich 40, Seton 39. So Jones with the two free throws. Rumpel came down, laid it off the glass, and was fouled with 3:45 to go here in the third. Rumpel to the line. And Rumpel with that smooth-looking shot. Oh, in and out. Broadcaster's curse at its best. Outlet pass here for Torin Lawrence. And it remains a one-point lead for Norwich. Right side now for Carson Maynard. Comes off a screen. Dishes one down low for Jones. Off the glass and good for Jaleel Jones. He has 21. And Norwich leads 42-39 late here in the third quarter at the arena.
Norwich is doing a great job trying to find the open person. And right now it's Jaleel Jones in the middle. They're doing everything that they can, and they're finding the right person. Big three by Dyes. They answer, though.
Yeah, Dyes with a step-back three from straight away. We're tied at 42. Rumpel with 21. Dyes with 18. The scorebooks I've seen are starting to make sense. 3 minutes to go in the third. Here is Torin Lawrence, top of the key for the Purple Tornado as they go left to right. Left wing side for Carson Maynard. Maynard splits two defenders, takes it to the rim. His left-handed layup won't go. Out of bounds, going back to Seton. Boy, Maynard with 4, Flanagan with 3. If you could get them heated up, Norwich might be in business. Timeout, Seton. 2:50 to go in the third. We're tied at 42. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
2:50 to go in the third. We're tied at 42 apiece. Norwich and Seton boys here in the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship. Nate Law with you on CDO. I'm joined tonight by Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Schulz. Always glad to have her along. Should be a great finish ahead here at the arena, the last game of the night. 4 games on tap here today. And this was the last one. Here's Rumpel through two defenders into the corner now. And he'll get it back. A little give and go. Rumpel again into the paint. Takes it to the rim. Scores. Rumpel has 23. And Seton retakes the lead 44-42. Right side of the floor for Torin Lawrence. Now back to Carson Maynard. Maynard finds Tommy Flanagan. Flanagan left side back to Maynard. Looking for options here. Norwich trailing by a deuce. Flanagan dials up a three, left it short, rebound dies. Flanagan thought about it for an extra second before he pulled the trigger, left it a little short, into the corner. Pull up three for Bucko is no good, and he is fouled. And I believe this is the third time he's gone down in the corner like that, and the second time that Norwich has been whistled for a foul, and we'll hope that he's okay. Bucko is still on the floor in the corner with 2:05 to go in the third. That's the third foul on JT Vinyl. We'll have an injury timeout on the floor here, so we're going to step away with the score Seton 44, Norwich 42. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5000. 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:05 to go in the third. So there was a foul on JT Vinyl, but no, not in the act of shooting apparently, because Seton's going to get it on the baseline. Here's Rumpel, wants to take it to the rim. A circus shot is up and good. He has 25 now, and Seton with a four-point lead, 46-42. And here is Maynard with the ball. Maynard goes left side for JT Vinyl. Norwich in need of a bucket here on this possession. Vinyl down low at the left low block. Traveling violation here on the Purple Tornado. I want to thank some of our special sponsors, including Minty's Candies and Treats on South Broad Street in Norwich. Also, Nelson and Flanagan Attorneys at Law, saying good luck to Tom Flanagan and the Purple Tornado. Cars and Credit LLC of Norwich as well, a special sponsor tonight. Well, Norwich needs a stop here on D, Megan. 46-42 the score. Here is Rumpel, a step back, long two. Yes, a two there for Rumpel. 27, it was a clear push-off. They don't call it. And Seton leads 48-42.
That's where I was going with that. That was a clear push-off. I mean, he pushed him in the back and threw him forward.
Here's Jones, dishing one over to the far side for Maynard. Can't get the shot to go. Rumpel with a foul on Jones. And a tough series here right now for Norwich. The calls are not going their way with 1:12 to go in the third. And I think what could be key here for Norwich is just trying to play your game, settle down a little bit here. With 1:12 to go here in the third, trailing by 6, 48-42. Here is Seton back up the floor with Rumpel. Rumpel with 27, top of the key, steps back for a two. This one off the side of the rim. Dies with a rebound. Keeps it alive for Seton. Back out to Rumpel. Rumpel, left side. Three ball here for Seton. Is off the mark and no good there from Vince Sullivan. And ahead now for Norwich. Maynard in transition. Into the paint. Left-handed layup blocked by Rumpel. And Seton back up the other way. And now we're going to have a foul on Carson Maynard with 40 seconds to go in the third. 48-42, an intentional foul here on Maynard.
He did throw him. He did push him after the play. I mean, but you got to keep your head in this game situation. It's only a six-point game. Anything can happen. There's still a whole quarter play left. You got to keep your head.
Yeah, I missed it. I did not see a push. They were running back up the floor. Maynard talking with the official here. Rumpel will head to the line here with 40 seconds to go in the third. Maynard trying to plead his case here. And Rumpel's first shot at the line is good. He's got 28. And Seton with their biggest lead of the game currently, 49-42. Rumpel, another shot at the line. This one is no good. So Seton leading a 49-42. Norwich trying to find an answer here with 40 seconds to go in the third. Ball is at midcourt, and Seton will have it. And so Seton will have it at midcourt. They'll get it to Rumpel. Rumpel at the top of the key. Going to the right side as Seton goes right to left. Rumpel breaks his man down off the dribble, tries to get to the interior, and a bump is called there on Torin Lawrence. Norwich continues to be frustrated here with the calls from the Zebra crew. Here's our team foul situation. 3 for Seton, 6 for Norwich. Our score is Seton 49, Norwich 42. And so this will be Seton getting it in, but it's a steal by Norwich. Rumpel trying to take it back, but it'll get into the hands of Jalil Jones. Ahead now for JT Vinyl. Vinyl's going to go up for the right-handed layup. He is fouled. Can't get the shot to go. One of the Seton players went spilling over the cheerleader bench. Appears to be okay. And that was Vince Sullivan who was hustling back. Tom Collier pleading that that one should have been intentional. Either way, JT Vinyl's going to head to the line here with 20 seconds left in the third. And so Vinyl will settle in. It's Seton 49. Norwich 42. Vinyl's first shot from the line is good. Vinyl has 8. And checking back in will be Logan Ford for Jones. as well as Shane Lawrence with 20 seconds to go in the third. Lawrence will be coming in for Vinyl, so we'll see if he gets a chance to come in or not. So it's a six-point game, Seton leading 49-43. Late in the third, Vinyl's second shot is good. Vinyl now with nine. Vinyl to the bench, and Lawrence will come in. So Seton leading 49-44, still a lot of basketball left to be played. Rumpel across midcourt. Can play for the last shot if he wants. 13 seconds left. Seton with the ball. Rumpel being guarded here by Torin Lawrence. Rumpel to the right side. Goes back to Dyes. Straight away three here for Seton. Dyes shot won't go. Dyes on the back of the rim. A block here by Thornton, and that'll do it. Three quarters in the books, and it's Seton 49, Norwich 44. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. Seton Catholic boys lead Norwich 49-44. Can NHS erase this deficit? We'll find out here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull and Megan Schultz, Evening Sun sports editor with you. Your thoughts, last minute. Or last quarter, I should say, 8 minutes to go.
Really need the seniors to show up and not play good team ball that they've been playing of late, and they are not doing that today. I mean, yeah, they're playing great ball, finding Jahlil Jones in the middle, but they're starting to get a little frustrated with each other right now, and they just need to come together, relax, and get back to that focus that they had in that first half.
Here is Flanagan trying to go to the inside for Jones. It's tipped out of bounds and is going to stay with Norwich. Seton 49, Norwich 44. Early in this fourth quarter, the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship at the arena in Binghamton. Flanagan, right side for three. It's short, Vinyl a rebound. Pump fakes, puts it up, can't get it to go. Dyes with a rebound. And into the safe hands of Rumpel. Rumpel across midcourt and the arena logo. Rumpel to the right side, being closely guarded here by Carson Thornton of Norwich. Rumpel will get it back. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Rumpel changes directions, dishes one out to the far side. A spot-up three is good for Vince Sullivan. And it gives Seton a 52-44 lead. Norwich coming back down the floor, going left to right. They go to Carson Thornton. Thornton off a screen to the right side. They go to the interior here looking for Jahlil Jones. Puts it up, can't get it to go. JT Vinyl is fouled as he gets the rebound. And here's our team foul situation. This will be the fifth on Seton as a team, six on Norwich. So the numbers are pretty even up on the board. Seton still leading 52-44. Maynard will be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline. We'll work it into Jahlil Jones. Jones, right wing baseline, zips one over for Carson Thornton for three off the back of the rim. No good. Rumpel is there for a rebound. And Rumpel in the backcourt would bring it up across the midcourt timeline. Rumpel looking for more. He's got a game-high 28 points. Dishes it off for Dyes, who has 18. Dyes stops, pops, rolls in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Maynard somehow came away with it. Maynard is stripped, and it's going to be a reach-in foul here on Seton on Vince Sullivan. With 6.5 to go in the fourth, Seton leading 52-44.
Seton not happy with that call at all.
Boy,
I see where Snicky's coming from. I mean, that official is right there. He must have saw something a little differently.
It's funny because no matter what call is made right now, either side is erupting with a complaint. So I guess if you're the official, as I heard, I was at a seminar earlier this week, and he said, hey, you just got to have thick skin. And this crew certainly has it at the moment. Norwich tries to go to the interior for Jones. No good. Rumpel with a steal. Rumpel back up the floor, splits two defenders, and we're going to have a block on Carson Thornton with 6:15 to go in the fourth. Seton 52, Norwich 44, and the Purple Tornado are trying to find a way to gel back together in this game. And so this will send Rumpel to the line. Trying to continue to build up this cushion for Seton Catholic, the one seed, coming in tonight with a record of 18-2, knocking off Oneonta in the semifinals, 74-73. Rumpel's first shot is good. He has 29. Second shot coming now for Rumpel. And this one is up and good. Rumpel with 30. And Seton leads 54-44 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Across midcourt for Carson Thornton, and Norwich is going to take a timeout. 6:08 to go. Purple Tornado find themselves down by 10 to Seton Catholic, 54-44. Section 4 Class B championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, Norwich boys here at the arena trailing Seton Catholic 54-44. Still 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Still a lot of time for the Purple Tornado if they can get on a run. Here's Flanagan. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Won't go down. Rebound for Seton. And Rumpel is going to be fouled with 5:53 to go. Tried to get his way out of a double team. It's going to be another foul on Carson Maynard, and he just can't buy one tonight here.
No, and I don't know what it is. Nobody can buy one right now except for the inside paint presence from Jahlil Jones, and they're starting to take that away now, and just Norwich does not have an answer right now.
So Rumpel back to the line again with 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Rumpel to the line, and he's one of those guys, he's almost automatic from there, and he's continuing to build this Seton lead. They lead 55-44. Second shot coming here for Rumpel, and left this one short. Ah, there's a broadcaster's curse. Say you're automatic, and you're going to miss the second.
Can you say that on all of the shots
right now
for the Norwich faithful? They're hoping.
Flanagan, a pull-up jumper at the foul line is good for Tommy Flanagan. He has five, and it's 55-46. This game is far from over, especially in the boys' game. You can always get on a run really fast. Rumpel gets around his man, gets into the paint. Pull-up jumper for him. Won't go down. Rebound for Jones. Norwich looking to run. Jones ahead for JT Vinyl. Vinyl is in for a right-handed layup. Won't get it to go, and he's fouled, but will head to the line with 5:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And again, Seton leading at 55-46. And just those little layups, just they're up on the rim. They kind of swirl around and not going in at the moment.
It's like a lid has jumped on the rim here in the second half for Norwich. But it was on the rim. It must be this basket in general because it was on there for Seton in the first half.
Vinyl's first shot is good. He has 10. Second one coming here for Vinyl. Heck of a senior class here for Norwich, trying to save their season, save their careers. Vinyl goes 2 for 2. He's got 11. Timeout taken by Norwich. It's Seton 55, Norwich 48. 5:20 to go in the fourth. We'll be back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products.
Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Evening Sun Sports Editor Megan Scholes with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web streams courtesy of SFCU. Norwich boys down 55-48. Still some time left with 5:23 to go in the fourth quarter here at the arena in Binghamton, the Section 4 Class B Boys Basketball Championship. Glad to bring it to you. Seaton will get the ball inbounds to Rumpel, and he traveled. Out of that timeout, Norwich bringing some full court pressure. Now they get a turnover. Last couple possessions, it feels like the momentum could be swinging back towards the Purple Tornado a little bit.
They need it a little bit right now, whether it comes on the defensive end or the offensive end. They need a couple of stops, obviously, on defense. But it needs to, the momentum swing needs to come from both sides of the ball.
Maynard will get it into Thornton. Now back to Maynard, left wing side, as Norwich goes left to right. They go to the right wing side for JT Vinyl. Now to Thornton. Off a screen for Flanagan. Step back three. Oh, in and out. Rebound dies. It was halfway down. Dies with a rebound. Outlet pass to Rumpel. They got to keep the defense ratcheted up here. Rumpel in transition. He's blocked there by Flanagan. Rumpel again. Pulls up and hits. 33 for Rumpel. Got his own rebound and was able to finish. And now the long pass from Thornton is too tall here for Jalil Jones. And out of bounds it goes. Back to Seaton, and the Saints now lead 57-48.
That was a tough shot, and it's the exact same shot both times he shot it, and the second one fell. He's a remarkable player, don't get me wrong. It's just Norwich needs to find a way to shut him down.
Seaton back up the floor. They'll look to bring it out to Dyes. Dyes into the safe hands of Rumpel at the arena logo at midcourt with 4:35 to go in the fourth. Rumpel with 33. Right side, now top of the arc. Goes to the left side, pulls back, three ball, got it. Rumpel has 36, and there's just not an answer right now. Seaton 60, Norwich 48. To the interior for Jones. Pump fakes, wants to put it up. Rumpel with a block, out of bounds. Going to stay with Norwich with 4:17 to go. He's everywhere.
He is. They're coming up with a two-handed block there. Great block on Rumpel's defensive. He's not just a one-sided player like a lot of people say. He does do it all.
So Norwich will have the ball when they had just cut it to 55-48. Now it's 60-48. We'll see if Norwich can make another little swing at it again. Maynard is going to have to throw one into the backcourt here for Flanagan. And Flanagan will have it here. Across the midcourt timeline, Flanagan left side. Gets stripped there by Dyes, but it'll be a reach-in with 4:10 to go. This is where it would be really timely for Norwich to have Maynard or Flanagan, one of these deep sharpshooters, catch fire. Flanagan to the line. He's got 5 points. Maynard has 4. Vinyl with 11. Jones with 21 for the Purple Tornado.
You know, we've talked about how they need to come fire, but they just aren't getting their opportunities. I mean, Rumpel's covering Maynard right now. Flanagan's covered, face guarded by Bucko. And Dyes is kind of floating. He's shutting down JT Vinyl, but he's cutting up to come in, take away the double team for Jones to get the easy bucket. So it's tough right now. Norwich doesn't really have an answer on what to figure out.
Flanagan goes 1 out of 2 at the line. A rebound for guess who? Rumpel. Splits through 2 defenders in the backcourt. Dishes one into the corner now for Bucko for 3, and he hits it. Bucko with 6 points on 2 threes, and Seaton leads 63-49. Here's Maynard, and it's going to be a charge on Maynard as Rumpel was right there to set his feet. And Seaton seizing the momentum once again with 3:50 to go, and Norwich is certainly frustrated at the moment. Maynard's got to be careful here. He's having a word with the official.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure if he was going to get a T there, because he did say he was terrible. He said some other things.
In the backcourt, Seaton with the basketball. Now they'll work it into the front court here for Sullivan. Sullivan on the left side with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Back to Rumpel, who has 36. Rumpel gets around his man, into the paint, pull-up jumper, can't get it to go, and he's fouled. And Rumpel will head to the line with Seton leading 63-49, and it appears that the Saints are starting to pull away.
Yeah, Rumpel's getting to the rim, finishing strong there. Whether he finishes or not, he's getting the free throws. He's doing well there. It's tough. Tough goal for Norwich right now. They just don't have an answer to stop him.
Rumpel with 37, Dyes with 18. Dyes has been pretty quiet here for a while. He hit a three there early in the third. It's been the Rumpel show. And he'll settle in. Another shot for Rumpel is good. He has 38. Timeout taken by Seton. 3:37 to go in the fourth. Seton leads 65-49. We'll be back on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:37 to go in the fourth quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Seton Catholic boys lead Norwich 65-49. Thanks for listening to our Norwich doubleheader here today. Earlier today, the Norwich girls defeating Newark Valley 58-46, so they are this year's Section 4 Class B champions. Back-to-back for the Norwich girls. And we have our Norwich boys here trailing Seton 65-49 with 3:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Do they have some late magic, or is Seton going to capture this as the one seed?
Well, the Norwich faithful is hoping that there's some sort of magic going on right now.
Here is Maynard trying to go down low for Vinyl. It's off the mark. The pass was too tall. Dyes with a rebound. And Dyes is going to get tied up here with Jalil Jones. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Seton with 3:20 to go here in the fourth. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose as Seton will get it in and look to come across the midcourt timeline. Saints trying to hold on. They would get to come back here for the regional next weekend as the Class B champions. And Seton trying to work the ball around here with 3:08 to go in the fourth. Foul's going to be on Carson Maynard. That's going to be his fifth foul. So Maynard, the senior, is going to foul out here. Tough way to end things for Carson Maynard. Fouls out with 4 points. It's been a great season, a great career for Maynard. And you feel for him going out in this way with 3:08 to go.
Yeah, it's a tough way to leave for your senior year. Kind of quiet offensively, not his typical type of game, but again, really didn't get his looks. I give a lot of credit to Seton Catholic on the defensive presence that they had against Maynard there.
Yeah, Seton has done a good job on Flanagan and on Maynard, who have had just so many big nights this year. As this is Dyes at the line. Dyes' first shot, in and out. Seton leading 65-49 with 3:08 to go. And so Dyes will settle in for his second shot. And this one is good. Dyes has 19. And Norwich in the backcourt will look to bring it up with Torin Lawrence. Now to Tommy Flanagan. NBA range three, left it short. Just trying anything to spark this offense. Here is Rumpel back up the floor. Norwich at one point in the first half had a double-digit lead, but it's just been too much Rumpel here in the second half as he is fouled with 2:47 to go in a 66-49 game. Special sponsors tonight include Nelson and Flanagan, attorneys at law, South Broad Street in Norwich, as well as the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Cars and Credit LLC of Norwich, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, as well as Norwich Implement, John Deere and Kubota sales going on now at Norwich Implement. Rumpel to the line again. 39 for Rumpel. And the tally just continues to go here for Brett Rumpel.
He's almost about to outscore the entire Norwich team.
And his second shot no good. He does have 39. Norwich back across the midcourt timeline with Torin Lawrence. Lawrence finds Jaleel Jones, who wants a three. That's off the glass and no good. Bank is closed. Rumpel with a rebound. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Rumpel at midcourt, and he is fouled by Torin Lawrence. And Rumpel certainly has a way to draw contact and draw fouls. And he'll head back to the line. Lawrence to the bench. And Lex Janute will be coming in here for Norwich. A great season for Tom Collier and the Norwich Purple Tornado as Rumpel will head to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, this group, honestly, nobody expected them to be over 500. And that was the talk for the longest time, is nobody expected this group of guys, because they didn't really have a standout. And their tallest guy on the floor is Tommy Flanagan, who shoots the ball from well outside the three-point line and has a great shot. Nobody expected them to be completely undefeated on their home floor throughout the year. Nobody expected them to be in this game that they're in right now, especially after the game that they had against Owego the other night. And there is a lid on that rim, I swear.
Jaleel Jones just missing a left-handed layup. It won't go down. Rumpel did make that free throw, so he has 40. And Seton leads 68-49 with 2:17 to go. Yeah, this has been a great run for this group to earn the two seed. And looks like they are going to finish with a record of 18-5.
17-5.
So, yeah, 17-5 for this group. A heck of a season as they'll get it into Lawrence. Shane Lawrence will now find JT Vinyl. Back to Flanagan. Flanagan will step back, tries a deep three, and it's good for Tommy Flanagan. He now has 9.
A little too late, unfortunately.
68-52. Yeah, they lost some key pieces off this team from a year ago. And a great job to get here to this game today. And you know, you run into the Brett Rumpel show. And here is Rumpel again, slicing into the hoop. He'll get it back. They'll work it over to Dyes on the right side, just trying to chew off some of this clock with 1:40 to go. Dyes to the far side, and he's fouled. With 1:40 to go here in the fourth quarter, Seton leading 68-52. So again, the Norwich girls will be moving on. And they'll be back here for the regional against South Jeff, correct, as you said?
Yeah, they took down, Bishop Grimes.
Yep.
Bishop Grimes. And I think it was a close one. I think it was within a 10-point difference between the two teams. But South Jefferson came out with that.
First shot is good there for Dyes. The time for next weekend I do have here. It will be next Sunday, 4:45, right back here at the arena, as it was today, as Dyes gets the second shot. He has 21. So you Norwich fans can mark that on the calendar, and I think we'll probably be back for that game. As here is Flanagan left side for a three. That one won't go down. Rebound for Rumpel. It's fouled by Lawrence with 90 seconds to go, and Seton leading 70-52.
Yeah, going back to that game last night for section three between Bishop Grimes and South Jefferson, Jackie Pittock, I mean, 28 points. 28 points the other night.
Excited to see her play again.
I am too. I'm excited to see how Norwich is going to try and answer her, though.
Right.
They don't have to worry about the big girls so much in the middle as they did last year, but it's definitely going to be interesting to see how they handle that play of Jackie Pittock.
So Rumpel with 41 now is live on the radio here with 1:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Seton Catholic boys leading 72-52. Brett Rumpel for Seton has 42 points here in the Section 4 Class B boys basketball game. This game will be wrapping up shortly. Flanagan with a three. Won't go down. So 1:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Seton leading 72-52. Norwich hung around for a long time in this game, but just coming up short, it was just cold shooting in the second half here for the Purple Tornado.
Yeah, I mean, we had a one-point game at half, and it was huge for the way they came out here, started off strong, had a big lead. Nobody was expecting them to get out as big as they did. But then, you know, the Rumple and Die show came alive, especially the Rumple show. You know, what is he at right now?
Rumple is at 42, Dies is at 21.
And that's why he's considered the best in the section. You know, 43 points, and he's averaging about 35 a game, Rumple is.
Yeah, pretty incredible stuff for him. It'll be very interesting to see where he ends up in the future. Dies now with 23, making it 74-52. I'm sure there'll be a lot of places calling for his services at the next level. Norwich to the left side here for GT Vinyl with the score 74-52. Vinyl, step back three for him, no good. Rumple with the rebound. And with 1 minute left, Seton will walk it up the floor, knowing that the Section 4 Class B championship will be theirs. This arena only a couple of miles from the Seton Catholic campus. A great student section, a great crowd on hand here for Seton tonight. Norwich, of course, traveling very well. And it was a great atmosphere for a lot of this game. And here is Rumple. Breaks it down off the dribble, takes it to the rim and scores. Rumple with 44, and he's looking for more here at the line, and just such a finishing touch around the rim. It's incredible. So Rumple will look for the old-fashioned three-point play at the line. And I'm glad I got down to see him in person. I kept running into a lot of Section 4 coaches, even small school Tri-Valley Delaware League coaches that said, you know, I had a night off, checked their schedule, went down on a Wednesday, said, I got to see this guy. And they all said, he's incredible. You got to go watch him.
Phenomenal. I mean, I've been lucky enough to see him twice now out of the three times Norwich has played, and we might be able to see him a little bit next week too, but I just can't believe it.
So we're going to get some information for you on a parade back in Norwich, as well as Rumple gets that shot to go. He has 45. Rumple's going to check out 45 points, and Seton's ahead 77-52. There'll be a parade at about 9:45 in Norwich to celebrate the girls and the boys. With 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 77-52. And this will be the left side for Vinyl, lost control of the basketball. We'll have a foul. So Seton's going to move on to the state tournament. Should be a great parade tonight, though, for the girls at 9:45. Coach Bennett just walking by us here. He's got to be pretty excited for his girls. And
yeah, and, you know, like I was saying, I got a chance to talk to him a little bit at halftime. And, you know, I'm not going to go into too much details, but just the journey that team has been on this year, you know, there's a lot that goes into what they've been through this year, and to come away with a Section 4 title is just, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling for those kids. You know, it's awesome knowing that they've put in a lot of hard work this year to get that championship again, and it's great to know that they have a chance. And as I was talking to Abby Flynn a little bit too, she says our motivation this year a little bit is to get to a girl where no other Norwich girls basketball player has ever been before, and that would be the state championship tournament. So, you know, that they've got that target, and they're ready to go.
Buckle goes 2 out of 2. Flanagan will lose the ball. Hey, you can read all about it this week in the Evening Sun, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, you definitely will be able to read about it for sure. And tomorrow's newspaper, 100%, will have both recaps in there for boys and girls. And, you know, it's heartbreaker here for Norwich to see some of these kids and, you know, the seniors that are walking away, unfortunately. But, you know, congratulations, obviously, to the girls' team. You know, we were hoping for a big parade due to the two.
But Seton pulls away here. The one seed Seton Catholic is your Section 4 Class B boys basketball champions. Seton wins 79-52 over Norwich. Our postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to the arena in Binghamton. The Seton boys defeat Norwich 79-52 in the Section 4 Class B championship game. A tough way to finish things off here for the Norwich boys, but again, congratulations to the Norwich girls for winning earlier 58-46 over Newark Valley. Here's our final scoring summary. 45 points for Brett Rumpel from Seton Catholic. He was sensational. 23 for Marcus Dyes, 8 for Michael Bucko, and 3 for Vince Sullivan. That was the scoring for Seton. On the other side, 4, Norwich, 21 points for Jalil Jones, 9 from JT Vinyl, 11 from JT Vinyl, 9 from Tommy Flanagan, 5 from Carson Thornton, 4 from Carson Maynard, and 2 from Logan Ford. Again, since Seton is a little out of our normal coverage area, we'll give all three awards here tonight to the Norwich boys, as they are a team that we cover all throughout the season. That being said, Brett Rumpel, obviously, and Marcus Dyes, tremendous performances, not knocking them in any way. Again, 45 and 23. So congratulations to them. But we'll give out our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think Jalil Jones, with that 21-point performance, he had a heck of a first half. He deserves this for Norwich tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he started off, he got Norwich really going. He had the first 10 of our 12 points right off the bat, and it was huge for him to have that. Great game by Jalil offensively. You know, I could honestly say he had a great game all around, but he definitely had a big game offensively for them.
Next up, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I was thinking maybe Vinyl, just for the way he gets on the floor and scraps and plays good defense. Any thoughts on your end?
I would say possibly Vinyl. Maybe him more so for the all-purpose, because he is all over the place on the floor. You know, it's tough because, yes, Rumpel scored 43 points, but there were many people switching off on him. I would say whoever had a decent game against Dyes, who that also switched off, but that was JT Vinyl a lot too.
So we'll stick with Vinyl there for the Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, of course, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Any thoughts for our All-Purpose Award tonight? I mean, Tommy Flanagan had 9. He got hot late a little bit there, but it was just a tough night across the board for some of the other Norwich guys.
It was, and I don't know if maybe I would say Carson Maynard a little bit, because he was around the play often. It's just tough all around, because, you know, they had a lot of guys had decent performances. I'd almost say a little bit of Carson Thornton too, because he hit a couple of big baskets when he needed to. He stepped up and played defense when he needed to. You know, so I would say either Maynard or Flanagan or Thornton.
Yeah, let's go. I like your Maynard thoughts there. You know, he was scrappy, did a little bit of everything. It was a tough night for him with the fouls and such, but we'll give it to Carson Maynard from Norwich. That's going to wrap up our three awards. Seton boys will move on. They'll be right back here at the arena next weekend in their regional game along with Norwich. So the local teams that CDO will be covering the rest of the way. We'll have our dream matchup, as we're calling it, between Unitego and Cooperstown. That'll be next Saturday. We'll be keeping an eye on the South Courtright girls in Class D. They actually have a regional on Thursday down at Sullivan West. We'll get you some more details on that. And we also have the Norwich girls moving on in Class B. So we'll be following them here next Sunday at the arena. Our final score once again, Seton 79, Norwich 52. And Megan, as always, glad to have you. Maybe you'll be with us again next week.
Yes, I sure hope so.
Awesome.
It's always fun calling these Norwich games with you. I'm getting a couple of text messages saying that I'm favoring Norwich a little bit too much.
Oh,
but
boy.
Hey, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm the Norwich expert, right?
That's right, the Norwich expert. We'll let it slide this time. So, also a big thank you to all our Norwich sponsors who helped us to be here tonight, and I'm sure next week as well. We really appreciate your support. So if you can support those businesses that we've been mentioning throughout the two games tonight, please do. They are the ones here supporting your local team and your kids. So, all right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. We'll catch you next week. Seton 79, Norwich 52. The girls win earlier, though, over Newark Valley, 58-46. So Norwich goes 1-for-1 on the day. For Megan Scholes, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next time on WCDO Sports.